From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Investigators probing last year's downing of the Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine have found fragments that may have come from a Russian surface-to-air missile. Dutch prosecutors said in a statement Tuesday that the investigators from Belgium, Australia, Ukraine, Malaysia, and the Netherlands who are conducting the criminal investigation into the crash of the Malaysian airliner are examining several parts that possibly originate from a Buk surface air missile system. The prosecutor said the parts are of particular interest to the criminal investigation as they could possibly provide more information about who was involved in the crash of MH17. Greece and its international creditors have agreed in principle on broad terms of a new three-year bailout, but some details are expected to be finalized Tuesday. The European Commission spokeswoman, Annika Bretthardt, is a key mediator of the talks, and she confirmed the progress of what is expected to be the $94 billion package. Bretthardt says the final agreement requires approval from higher-level officials from the 20 EU member states. Central's China Bank has devalued its currency Tuesday in a move that it said was a one-time event to make rates more market-oriented. The bank cut the central rate by 1.9% as a result of the change that it said would enhance the market orientation as well as benchmark status of central parity. You're listening to VOA News. Iraq's parliament Tuesday unanimously approved Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's proposed government reforms to tackle corruption and cut spending. Mr. Abadi proposed those changes on Sunday. It eliminates the positions of Iraq's three vice presidents and that of a deputy prime minister. Mr. Abadi's plan also calls for ending party and sectarian quotas when choosing officials and reducing the number of bodyguards assigned to officials and reopening corruption investigations. The cabinet gave its backing for those changes on Sunday. The United Nations says thousands of native Somalis are returning from war-torn Yemen despite a serious humanitarian crisis at home. The UN Human Rights Office said Tuesday that nearly 29,000 people have arrived in Somalia from Yemen, and more are expected in the coming months. Yemen has endured months of heavy fighting between Houthi rebels and forces loyal to President Abu Rabu Mansour Hadi. A Philippine legislator says he has information that a Chinese surveillance vessel has dropped anchor more than a month ago in the vicinity of a hotly contested shoal in the South China Sea that the Philippines claims. From Manila, Simone Orendon reports.
Foreign Affairs Secretary Albert Del Rosario released a statement Tuesday saying that his country would also endorse a U.S. call for stopping all work on disputed outcroppings and any military activities. Del Rosario says, as a means of de-escalating tensions in the region, the Philippines fully supports and will proactively promote the call of the United States on the three halts: a halt in reclamation, halt in construction, and a halt in aggressive actions that could further heighten tensions. However, he says the Philippines backs those measures only if other claimants, including China, do the same. Simone Orendain for VOA News, Manila.
Turkey's military said Tuesday that warplanes had carried out airstrikes against 17 Kurdish rebel targets in southeastern Turkey. A statement said the strikes focused on the Kurdistan Workers' Party in Hakkari province, which borders Iraq and Iran. The airstrikes follow a series of deadly attacks on Monday that left four police officers and a soldier dead in neighboring Sirnak province. Overnight, Kurdish rebels attacked a military post in Sirnak, killing a Turkish soldier. A Japanese power company has restarted a nuclear reactor Tuesday. It's the first one to come back online under new safety regulations put in place after the 2011 Fukushima disaster. The Kyushu Electric Power says it expects that reactor at the Sendai facility to be generating power by Friday and at full capacity by next month. Meanwhile, there have been several protesters at that Sendai site. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.